Australias nasjonaldag har sine røtter I landets koloniale fortid. Det markerer dagen den første flåten av 11 britiske skip seilte inn I Port Jackson, og guvernør Arthur Phillip heiste det britiske flagget I Sydney Cove 26. januar 1788. Mange urinnvånere australiere anser det som Invasion Day eller Survival Day. Vi ser nærmere på hvordan betydningen av Australia Day har endret seg over tid. Australia Day ble først feiret på en liten sammenkomst I Sydney I begynnelsen av det 19. århundre. Den Darwin-baserte historikeren Dr. Elizabeth Kwan forfatteren av essayet Celebrate Australia, A History of Australia Day. Hun forklarer det opprinnelige formålet med den 26. januar.
What was called First Landing Day or Foundation Day was to celebrate with a dinner in Sydney, the beginning in 1788 of British settlement in New South Wales. So they were concerned with the survival of the colony because it hadn't been easy and that it was centred on Sydney. They were celebrating growth and prosperity, the love of Australia, the land we live in, they called it, but also the love of what they termed the mother country. That is Britain.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwan sier at med økt migrasjon fra Europa etter 2. verdenskrig var det en økende kjennelse av den føderale regjeringen om at de måtte hjelpe alle australiere til å forholde seg til hverandre på en positiv måte.
There still had to be an acknowledgement that it had begun as a British settlement, but there was a greater urgency to acknowledge the contributions that were coming from all over the world, as well as from Indigenous, Aboriginal Australians. And so you find this growing attempt to balance celebration on Australia Day with reflection and education. So it saw quite a different side of Australia Day coming through.
I 1988 ble alle stater og territorier enige om å feire Australia Day den 26. januar, og kun I 1994 ble det en nasjonal helligdag. The National Australia Day Council fører tilsyn med feiringer og utmerkelser. Rådets administrerende direktør, Chris Kirby, deler resultatene av en studie fra 2016 om hva dagen betyr for folk.
And it showed that what most people are celebrating on Australia these days is, you know, how lucky we are to live somewhere like Australia. It was really about bringing together friends and family to celebrate and to connect on the day. And a lot of people talked also about the freedoms that we have here in Australia, and particularly with a really high number of new Australians and recent migrants. I think that kind of real sense of, you know, opportunity and freedom is what people are really celebrating these days on Australia Day.
Australia Day blir feiret på mange forskjellige måter over hele landet. Chris Kirby sier mange australiere velger å tilbringe dagen med familie og venner, eller ved å delta på arrangementer.
Our national day isn't like the days that occur in other countries. It's very relaxed. It's very much that people can make of it what they want, from, you know, Aboriginal festivals of culture up in Coffs Harbour to, you know, huge multicultural parades down the centre of the Melbourne Central Business District to, you know, crazy, very Aussie outback events like thong throwing or cane toad racing. So there's a whole range of different events that happen on the day.
Statsborgerskapsseremonier blir også holdt på Australia Day, hvor nye borgere avgir sitt australske statsborgerskapsløfte. Chris Kirby sier at vi også feirer vår multikulturalisme.
It's something that's been encouraged by the Department of Immigration, and it really is a way of us celebrating the multicultural society that we live in and the success of that multiculturalism, that all of us other than the first Australians are descendant from or have arrived from other countries. And I think that's to me a very apt way of marking our national day.
På Australia Day aften hedrer statsministeren fremragende borgere som har gjort et betydelig bidrag til samfunnet og landet.
They've been running since 1960, and originally there was just the Australian of the Year, and now we actually have 4 awards. So there's the Australian of the Year, the Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year, and also the Local Hero. And really, the awards are, you know, all about celebrating the Australians that typify what we think Australia is about. You know, it's about that optimism, that tenacity that we see as part of Australian culture.
Men den 26. januar representerer for mange urinnvånere australiere Invasion Day eller Survival Day, og en markering på starten av britisk kolonialisering. Dr. Chelsea Bond er en Mununjali og South Sea Islander australier som foreleser ved Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies Unit og Queensland University. Hun sier mange urinnvånere australiere ikke feirer 26. januar.
The fact that it is insisted that we celebrate a day which at worst has been a day of mourning for Indigenous people and at best a celebration of our survival in a world that was an intent on destroying our way of life. And I think that surely as a nation there is a better day, a more inclusive day, where we all get to celebrate being part of this nation.
Chris Kirby erkjenner at det blandede følelser rundt denne dagen.
What's important is that Australia Day isn't about telling people how they should feel or whether they should get involved or whether they should celebrate. It really is, from our point of view, a day where people should choose how they want to mark the day. And it really is, for me, about reflecting on our past, but also celebrating where we are now. And I think increasingly about looking to what the future holds for the country.
I et dristig trekk for å inkludere urinnvånere australiere, utløste City of Fremantle nylig strid ved å erstatte sine Australia Day-festligheter med et nytt arrangement som heter One Day den 28. januar. På City of Fremantle sitt nettsted står det at denne beslutningen ble tatt for å feire det å være australsk på en måte som inkluderte alle australiere. Dr. Chelsea Bond mener også at landets Australia Day-festligheter bør foregå på en annen dato.
The failure to change the date thus far, despite the calls by Indigenous people and many other Australians to change a date, I think it speaks to the relationship of power between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. It speaks to the position of Indigenous peoples in this country. It tells us where we sit in the nation's consciousness. Was something still not talked about. The history that Indigenous Australians have experienced in this country is still something that this country prefers to keep quiet about.
Dr. Elisabeth Kwan sier at dagen i dag i større grad reflekterer dagens australske samfunn.
As we've seen from the evolution of Australia Day, it has been a work in progress, and the day and governments have responded to the way Australian society has changed. Perhaps too slowly for some, but it is a work in progress. The more we can discuss and involve everybody in that discussion, the better.